1 Kings, chapter 20. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. And there were 32 kings with him, and horses, and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria, and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said to him, Thus says Ben-Hadad, Your silver and your gold is mine, your wives also, and your children, even the best of them are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My master, O king, according to your saying, I am yours and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaks Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I've sent to you, saying, you will deliver me your silver and your gold and your wives and your children, yet I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they will search your house and the houses of your servants. And it will be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. And then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I ask you, and see how this man seeks mischief. For he sent to me for my wives and for my children and for my silver and for my gold, and I did not deny him. And all the elders and all the people said to him, Do not listen to him nor consent. For this reason he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my master the king, All that you did send for your servant at the first, I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, The Elohim do so to me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, Do not let him that girds on his harness boast himself as he that puts it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said to his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city, and behold, there came a prophet to Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Have you seen all this great multitude? I will deliver it into your hand this day, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus says Yahweh, By the young men of the princes of the provinces. And he said, Who will order the battle? And he said, You. Well, then he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, all the children of Israel, 7,000. And they went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, him and the kings, the 32 kings that helped him. And the young men of the princes of the provinces went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, There are men coming out of Samaria. And he said, Whether they are coming out for peace, take them alive, or whether they come out for war, take them alive. So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city, and the army which followed them, and they killed every one his man, and the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, Go, strengthen yourself, and mark, and see what you do, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against you. And the servants of the king of Syria said to him, Their Elohim are Elohim of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we are. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we will be stronger than they. And do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their rooms, and number yourself an army, like the army that you've lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain. Surely we will be stronger than they are. And he listened to their voice and did so. And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered, and were all present, and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids, but the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of Yahweh, and spoke to the king of Israel, and said, Thus says Yahweh, Because the Syrians have said, Yahweh is Elohim of the hills, but he's not Elohim of the valleys. Therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And they pitched one over against the other 7 days. And so it was, that in the seventh day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day. But the rest fled to Aphek, to the city, and there a wall fell on 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and came into the city, to an inner chamber. And his servants said to him, Behold now, we've heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I ask of you, put sackcloth on our loins and ropes on our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will save your life. So they wound sackcloth on their loins and put ropes on their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, Your servant Ben-Hadad said, I ask of you, let me live. And he said, Is he yet alive? He is my brother. Now the men did diligently observe to see whether anything would come from him, and did hastily catch it. And they said, Your brother Ben-Hadad. And he said, Go, bring him. And then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said to him, The cities which my father took from your father I will restore, and you will make streets for yourself in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. And then Ahab said, I will send you away with this covenant. And so he made a covenant with him and sent him away. And a certain of the sons of the prophets said to his neighbor in the word of Yahweh, Smite me, I ask you. And the man refused to smite him. And then he said to him, Because you've not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, as soon as you are departed from me, a lion will kill you. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and killed him. And then he found another man and said, Smite me, I ask of you. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. And so the prophet departed and waited for the king along the way and disguised himself with ashes on his face. And as the king passed by, he cried to the king and he said, Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and a man turned aside and brought a man to me and said, Keep this man. If by any means he is missing, then your life will be for his life, or else you will pay a talent of silver. And as your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said to him, So shall your judgment be. You've decided it yourself. And he hasted and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned that he was of the prophets. And he said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Because you've let go out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people. And the king of Israel went up to his house, heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria. End of chapter 1.